This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Well, Producer Dan, tomorrow is the big day for you.
Yeah, well, today's the day I got to do all the work. My movers are coming 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
And so I was on the phone with Eversource yesterday trying to get my power switched.
Yeah, explain this story to me. So you're staying in your apartment complex.
But... I am. I'm staying in the same complex, but I'm moving buildings.
Right.
There's like five or six different buildings in my complex, and I'm moving from one to another, from a one-bedroom to a two-bedroom. And so I have to shut my power off in my current apartment.
Of course.
Have it shut off on 8-1 when I move.
Right.
And have the other apartment ready to turn on 8-1 when we move in there.
So just adulting things.
Sure. Riveting stuff. But I ended up spending like 2.5 hours on the phone with Eversource trying to get my power switched because it turns out somebody else already had their name on my new apartment to have their power turned on August 1st.
Well, that's awesome. I just left it. And you don't have to pay for it.
Well, it's awesome until they shut it off and I don't have power.
Yeah, but you deal with that when that happens.
So I call them, like, yeah, somebody already has this apartment. And I was like, no. It's empty right now. It's completely empty.
Right.
So I was like, I don't know what's going on, but someone else has not claimed my apartment, sir.
Did somebody just forget to turn it off when they moved out?
No, because it's been empty for a few months.
Oh, okay.
So they said, we can't put your name on this new apartment because someone else's name is already on it. And I was like, well, get them off. I have a lease that says this is mine.
Right.
And they said, we can't put two people's names on it because we don't know who's telling the truth or who's not. And I was like, there's just a confused woman out there
right. Who
isn't going to have power on August 1st to her actual apartment because she put in the wrong apartment number.
Did they ever figure it out?
Yeah, I had to call like the real estate agent and get a meter number.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, you have to get the meter number. He's like, where's that? He goes, it's in the meter room. And I go, where's the meter room? He goes, it's usually downstairs in the basement. I go, can I get in there? He goes, no, it's locked. And I was like, well, you're not being helpful. So eventually he calls the maintenance guy. He gets the meter number and I give it to Eversource. And they're like, and it matched the one that they had. So they finally kicked her off and put me on.
Nobody ever figured out about that woman?
No. So now this poor woman is going to show up to an apartment on August 1st and be like, well, the light switch ain't switching.
Right. For whichever one she's moving into.
Oh.
But the real estate person didn't know the name. They can't look it up. Isn't there like a... like an office for the complex?
That's a whole nother thing. We have the worst maintenance man in the history.
Well, I'm not talking about the maintenance man. Like, I've lived in plenty of apartments over the years, and every apartment complex I ever lived in had some office that you would go to, and there was usually one or two people that worked in the office.
No, the maintenance man is the point of contact for everything.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. There's nobody on site? There's not an office on site?
Mm-mm.
Huh. You sure?
Yeah. I've lived there for 3 years.
That's wild. I've never heard of an apartment complex that didn't have like a manager.
It's not a huge apartment complex like you're probably thinking.
Right.
But so, no, they don't have that.
Okay. All right. Which would explain the no power.
So we got the keys yesterday.
Yeah.
So we walked up and saw the apartment, and the door is now warped. It was not warped when we signed it. So I immediately, when I got the keys, I go, what the hell happened to the door?
Yeah.
And he goes, the maintenance guy locked his stuff inside of the apartment and then had to crowbar his way in through the door to get his stuff out. So now the door has a giant, like you can see in like almost through the door, and it kind of jams a little bit now. And I was like, I'm moving in here in like 2 days, and this wasn't broken when I signed the lease.
Right.
I was like, are you going to fix it? He's like, I don't know. I can't get a hold of him. And I was like, he couldn't have called you for the keys? He broke in to my apartment?
Oh, Dan.
So yeah, there's a lot going on at the moment. But we move on Friday.
And I'm sure Kaylee handled that perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, it was terrible. But like, I've never heard you broke in with the crowbar into my apartment.
You had the key, right?
No, not yet. I got it yesterday. Oh, I just found out.
They didn't have it. You didn't have it yet.
So in between June, whatever, when I saw it, and yesterday, he broke in with the crowbar.
Oh, I would.
And hasn't fixed the door.
I would be raising hell today, Dan.
Yeah, there's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Can't get power. There's a door half open. Everything's great.
Yeah, it's not stressful at all in my life at the moment.
No, it's fine. How much have you gotten packed?
Zero.
Okay.
No, that's not true. One box. A bookshelf. I got a bookshelf in. I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because I've been there.
I can tell you that bookshelf's clean, though. Clean as a whistle, nothing on that.
Do you have boxes to pack into?
Yeah, I have like 10 maybe, which I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Right.
But
your car's kind of small.
Well, I don't have to drive. I'm in the same building.
You're going to walk? Your boxes?
Yeah, well, it's across the parking lot.
Right.
I wouldn't even, there'd be nowhere to drive to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was that close in the...
It's a small complex.
Maybe a dolly?
We hired some strapping high school kids to move the heavy stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not a moving company?
We were looking at a moving company, right? And I'm not going to say the name. They wanted like almost $1,000.
It's not cheap.
And I'm like, I'm not paying $1,000 to move across the parking lot.
We did it. We moved five streets and it cost us thousands of dollars to move like three streets.
So Kaylee's brother used to coach lacrosse at a high school. And these are high school kids from Kaylee's town. Right. They used to be her brother's players. And he was like, you want me to text them? They do moving in the summer. And we were like, yeah, strapping young athletes.
Lax Pro Movers.
That's exactly it. And they did it for like a third of not even, maybe like it is perfect.
Right. This story is like, it just keeps unfolding. It's better and
so
better
and
better.
So let's meet Kaylee and a couple high school lacrosse players and get this done tomorrow.
They're going to be out there playing wall ball.
My messed up door.
Against your broken door.
And power. There's still, the person who used to live there, there's two giant couches and an exercise bike right next to my door. I had to move the exercise bike to get into the door yesterday.
The broken door?
Yeah. And I was like, why is this all still here? The real estate agent hates the maintenance guy because he doesn't do anything.
Apparently.
He's like, I've been calling him for 2 months. He won't move it.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you for sharing, Dan.
Thanks. It's going to go great tomorrow.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.